Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Sacramento Rivercats play-by-play announcer Johnny Dosko. And joining us is Johnny Dosko, the play-by-play announcer, longtime announcer with the Sacramento Rivercats. Of course, the first year as a San Francisco Giants affiliate up there. And Johnny, you guys always had a lot of success drawing fans as the A's affiliate. What kind of atmosphere has it been being a Giants affiliate now?
Well, Joe, first of all, great to be with you. I've known you a long time, and I'm so happy to be with your show and glad to be here. But yes, it's been amazing. You know, I mean, the Giants, we knew that people were Giants crazy in the area, but we had no idea what was to come. And people are lining up. I mean, you know, A's fans are loyal, and we had a lot of A's fans through the years. But part of it's the three World Championships in 5 years. Part of it's just Sacramento's been a Giants town for a long time. We've been very fortunate, and people are lining up. We had 14,000. Part of it was the Pence rehab. We had 14,000 on Saturday, and then Sunday we came back with 12,000, and today we came back with 9,000 on Monday day game. So it's been incredible. The response, reaction, the orange and black Giants stuff is selling like crazy in the store. I think people are actually excited about this change.
Yeah, that is really great attendance figures. I mean, a lot of minor league teams don't draw that in a few home stands, really. So that's terrific. Now, yeah, the Hunter Pence rehab assignment, that has to be a boon, of course. Tell us what he looked like and of course, the reaction to him from the fans. And how long do you think he'll be there? I mean, I heard that maybe it'll be around a week or so, right?
I don't know. You know, they're not telling us much as far as, they didn't give us any information as far as when he's going back to join the Giants. Now, will he be on this trip to Las Vegas? I haven't heard yes or no. I assume he will be, but I haven't heard anything either way. But I will say that this guy, his energy is amazing. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life, and it's real. I mean, it is genuine. Like he's fired up in the clubhouse. He's fired up to play baseball. It's not false enthusiasm. It's real. I've never seen a player. I mean, Eric Burns was close to it, but I've never seen a player with this much energy, and it's infectious. I mean, he just, the whole clubhouse, everybody, you know, comebacker sprints down the line. Doesn't matter the situation. Constantly working at things. And just, you know, his timing obviously a little bit off right now. He's working on getting his timing back, seeing live pitching. But he looked good today. He had a sharp single to left. He scored first to home twice on a double. So he looked good. His energy's there. And, I think it's just going to be timing as far as getting – seeing the off-speed stuff and kind of getting some repetition with some live action. But honestly, he's I don't say he's incredibly close, but I think he's close, you know, and he looked good today.
Well, that's great to hear because, you know, it sounds like he's on a good schedule. I saw him take his first live batting practice on the field at AT&T Park, and I was just amazed. He had a home run. He was hitting line drives all over the place. So, you know, he's one of those guys who can come back pretty fast from something like this. You know, it's not easy to rebound after breaking your left arm like that, your left forearm. And that's the one that you're really pulling through when you're swinging as a right-handed batter.
That's exactly right, Joe. And, you know, the thing is, he even admitted at the press conference we had the other day, he said, listen, I was unrealistic about this. I thought I was going to come back a lot sooner. I didn't realize how difficult this was to rehab. He had no idea. And so, you know, now he's becoming a little bit more realistic about the time frame, which we don't even really know, but he's just, you know, it was tough for him because he thought he was going to come back. You know, he thought he'd be back a lot sooner than he was. But as you said, it's a broken arm. I mean, this is a big thing, the forearm.
We'll have more with Johnny Dosko, the play-by-play announcer for the Sacramento Rivercats, the new AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
What's been your experience with rehab assignments? You know, when I was working in AAA Rochester, I always looked forward to it. I just thought it was a lot of fun, you know, when you see a guy coming through. I'll never forget when Dwight Gooden actually was pitching for Buffalo against the team I was covering, gave up a home run, to this kid, Andy Utting, who's nobody's ever heard of. But it was just, it, you know, it probably made his career that he hit that home run against Dwight Gooden. What's the reaction around Pence by teammates and just the whole nature of it?
Yeah, you're right. It's great. I remember Chris Prieto, our center fielder, the piano man I called him. He's a great pianist. But he hit a home run off Schilling. Same thing.
Wow.
He hit a home run off Schilling. And what a thrill. What a thrill for him. You know, he'll never forget that. And ended up with a cup of coffee with the Angels. Got, I think, a four at bat lifetime or something. But you know, just it is. The experience, and you know, especially a guy like Pence, we talk about his energy, but everybody likes it. I mean, you know, he treats everybody well. Like, he says hi to everybody. This guy is like, I mean, it doesn't matter. The grounds crew, he's
That's
asking
great.
Them about how they're doing. You know, it's sincere. Like, he genuinely likes other people. So this guy, his enthusiasm is infectious. And the players see this. This is so good for the young players to see a guy like this that, you know, he's nice to everybody. And it's nice to see that. But as far as seeing rehabbers here, it's awesome. I love when rehabbers come down and they get their time in. We had Tim Hudson. We had, of course, we had Manny Ramirez for a long time. He wasn't rehabbing, but we've got a bunch of guys. Mike Piazza rehabbed with us when he was with the A's. So it's neat to see, you know, the younger players get a chance to talk to them and pick their brains. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Even if you're facing a rehabber or, you know, and I guess, you know, Barry Zito's not rehabbing in Nashville, but I've heard nothing but great things. I know a lot of people on that Nashville team, and they say he has been a class act, by the way. Like, he's helped out with the baggage. He's done so many things for Nashville. He loves being down there. His wife and his kid, they're having a ball down there. So that's a guy that's embracing the minor league experience, right? Not big league people. So it's pretty cool.
You have quite a few players on your roster right now that have had playing time with the San Francisco Giants. And the one that really jumps out that is off to a great start is Adam Duvall. And he didn't hit much at the major league level, but he put up big numbers last year at AAA Fresno. And, I mean, I'm looking at the stats, 328, 9 homers, 27 RBIs already for Duvall. I mean, how much has he improved in your mind?
It's incredible. And he's actually cooled off a little bit. I mean, he was hitting 460 for a while there. You know, had enough of bats, and he started, you know, slumping a little bit, but then he doesn't slump too long. I mean, then he came back with a back-to-back multi-hit games, but he got popped. The thing that's impressed me the most about him, though, is his defense. Like, I had no idea he was that good defensively. You watch him at third base, his movements. He can play third, he can play first, he can play the outfield. This is a guy I think that, you know, will help the Giants or some team down the road. I've been impressed with him, watching him on a daily basis, watching him work. He takes it very seriously. He's a good guy, treats everybody well, and I think he's got a bright future. I really do.
Yeah, it's interesting because he must have worked a lot on his defense. I saw him make a great play at spring training, and that is kind of his Achilles heel, is that he's had trouble playing defensively at third base, made a lot of mistakes, I think, in his previous minor league stints, but it looks like he's improving.
I think he has, Joe, you know, just watching him. I didn't see him. I'm trying to remember. Obviously, I saw him a lot with when I was in Sacramento. He was in Fresno, and the defense, or lack thereof, didn't jump out at me when we were playing against him, but it's exceptional now. And Bochy commented about his defense in spring training, so I was kind of having an eye on it. I've been impressed with his movements over third base, and I think he'll be 27 in September, so this is the time he needs to get going, you know. But I think he's got a shot for sure, Joe. No doubt about it.
More with Johnny Dosco right after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective. And get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today. Now, on your pitching staff, you have Ty Block, who actually, he doesn't throw hard, but he's been a guy who can win games for you. We saw him in San Jose, and he looked like the kind of guy who could paint the corners, rarely walked anybody. What's he been like for you guys?
He's issued two walks on the year, right? He's had six, five,
wow.
Six starts, two walks. Yeah, he didn't walk anybody until 20, 25 and one-third innings on the season. He doesn't walk anybody, as you said. And, you know, he has that great changeup. And he's a guy, you know, that he's got a shot, too. He's got a shot to be a four or five starter somewhere. And he just, you know, this guy, he's got a short memory. You know, when he got roughed up, came back the next day, all smiles, made the adjustment, and he's had three great starts since then. And, you know, he's a guy, I think he definitely has a chance, good fastball command. Like, he does, he can paint with both his fastball, which is not overpowering, as you know, and he's got the changeup. His breaking ball is not devastating, but he's got that changeup is a go-to pitch for him. Like, he'll throw back-to-back. I saw him throw three consecutive changeups, and he has confidence in it. And that's the one thing, you see a guy like that with confidence in his changeup, it means he has a chance. He has a legitimate chance. So he's been fun to watch. I like when he pitches. I always look forward to him pitching. You know, our pitching staff, Joe, is interesting because our bullpen, we have a bunch of power arms in that bullpen, man. Broadway and Strickland and Parch and Cody Hall. All these guys throw gas, and they're good. Like, they have command, too. You know, we have Rapata, who's a lefty. He is a kind of a lefty specialist, if you will. He doesn't overpower you. But we got some outstanding arms in that bullpen. And one scout told me he thinks it's the best bullpen in all of AAA. So, I mean, Broadway, I don't know how Broadway slipped through the cracks. He throws 95 to 97 with a devastating slider, and scouts have been impressed with him. And I think he's just had some injuries, so he hasn't been really on the map. But, you know, Strickland's amazing. Strickland, he comes at you. He's a big league arm, no question about it. So I've been impressed. This bullpen has been a blast to watch. I had no idea it'd be this much fun to watch this bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they got some great arms there, and really in the system. And Hunter Strickland, boy, he really he got an opportunity that not too many young pitchers get last year. He ends up pitching in the World Series, and then he had that big blow up in the World Series game against the Royals. I talked to him actually before spring training even began at the Giants media day, and he called that a learning experience. What have you noticed about his maturity and even just his development of pitches? Because I think he was telling me something about throwing a splitter now, because he was throwing fastballs that were getting hit out of the ballpark. They were hard, but they were flat, and he didn't have anything really to back that up. He had a slider, but what's going on as far as his other pitches?
Well, you know, his slider is sharp now, Joe. You know, like, I will look at his slider, it's improving. You know, he has that fastball. The thing is about Strickland, and, you know, he felt bad about what happened last year, the World Series thing, but you know what, just bounces back, and he's fine. He's been a tremendous guy in that clubhouse, too, man. He's a leader, and, you know, he's pitching really well. He's pitching really one bad outing, and that's it, you know, and so, you know, you watch him, he goes at hitters, he's not afraid, has that, obviously, mid-90s fastball, and he's just like he's a cowboy up there. You know, he gets up there and says, hit it if you can, you know, he's not afraid. So you watch a guy like that with no fear at all, throws that slider, and he's a guy that, he's obviously, I mean, there's no, I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind he's a big league pitcher. He's going to be in the big leagues for a long time. It's just kind of harnessing it. His command has been good. I mean, look at his numbers. He doesn't walk too many people, and he goes at people. So he's a guy, he's been a kind of our close. We had Broadway closing and Strickland closing. Both those guys closing. What they do is they're using these guys at two innings at a time. I think that's what the Giants want to do, is not necessarily have a quote-unquote closer, but, you know, they want to use Broadway for two, and then they'll use Hall for two, they'll use Strickland for two, and just try to get these guys two innings at a time to get ready for the next level. But I can't imagine that Strickland's not in their future unless, you know, I mean, who knows? I don't know, but he's one of those guys I know will be up with the big club at some point this year.
Is there anybody else there that's maybe a hidden gem, whether it be a young guy that people really haven't talked about, or maybe even a veteran guy that could make his way back? I noticed that Brandon Hicks, he hadn't played that many games, but he was off to a pretty good start with you guys.
He was. You know, Hicks, he is actually an extended spring now. He's an extended spring. He's a little setback, but he'll be back soon. But the guy that's impressed me, even though he's been striking out a lot, and he's a sleeper because he's 26, is Jared Parker. This guy, he's 6'4", 220. He looks, you know, you see him from afar, and you say, oh, is he wiry? This guy is strong. I mean, strong legs, strong upper body, and the ball just sounds differently coming off his bat. You watch BP, you watch him, he's got pop. I mean, this guy, and he can play the outfield, he's a sleeper. Joe, I'm telling you, this kid is a sleeper. I'm 26. I know he's older, but I think he has a shot. I really do. I don't know. You know, he's having a tough time. He's striking out a lot. You know, he's going to have to make some adjustments. But he'll go on a tear, too. You know, a kind of a microcosm of his first month is, you know, he struck out four times in the game. He came back the next day, two singles, two home runs, right? So it's just kind of the way he's been. He's been inconsistent. But he's a guy to look for. He's a guy who may make it late. You know, he may make it 27, 28, 29. But he's a guy I think they can hit 25 home runs up there. I really do.
Wow, yeah, he was a second-round pick. I remember that they had high hopes for him, and maybe it's coming together. Before we finish up here, a lot of times at the Triple-A level, you have some of these guys that have been up, then they come down, and a lot of it is just about their attitude when they come down because they've had time in the major leagues. And you've got several of those guys, you know, Juan Perez players, Hide Adrianza, he's been up with the Giants. So what have you noticed? Because I would imagine that sometimes it's just not easy to be playing at the minor league level when you think you should be at the big level.
I will say this, at this level, you call Triple-A baseball, you know how this works. Guys will come down. And, you know, it's not always going to be great. But I will say this. Bob Mariano told me, the manager of the group, he told me, he said, this is the nicest group of players I've ever had.
Wow.
He's been at it 36 years. He says the nicest group of people he's ever managed. Okay,
wow, so that says something.
And I do think, with, like, having Cedeno as a veteran guy who plays the game the right way, having Cedeno, and, you know, Triumphel looks up to Cedeno, and these guys... Our Latin players have been amazing, and our American players have been amazing, and there aren't cliques on this team. So I will say this, like Gutierrez is having a good time every day. He's a guy that was up and down, and he's been enjoying it. I see smiles in the clubhouse. I'm not trying to make this all Pollyanna, like everything's golden, because obviously guys want to be in the big leagues, right?
Right.
I mean, they do. I mean, you don't want to be in Triple-A, but I don't sense any bitterness when I'm in that clubhouse. And maybe I'm just not noticing. I'm not perceptive enough, but I will say that, to me, it seems like the attitudes are good, just to me. And I've been in Triple-A and I've seen guys that are bitter, and they're mad because a 95 hopper through the hole, that they can't get a break, and they should be in the big leagues. I'm not sensing that with this club because I think the leaders on the team won't allow that to happen. It's a good group of guys, guys give each other a hard time, but it seems like a pretty level-headed group. And I think the Giants preach that. When you have guys at the big league level like Posey and Bumgarner, these leaders like Affeldt, Javier Lopez, all these guys up there. I think that's kind of they kind of set the tone for the Joe Panics, the Brandon Crawfords, and these guys to come up. So, and these guys that go to big league camp like Stephen Oker and these guys, they know this is how you do it. You don't complain. You don't sniff. This is how you do it. You go to work. Madison Bumgarner, you go to work. So I honestly think that those guys set the tone for the attitudes of the AAA guys and the AA guys. Now, that's my perception of it, Joe. And, I could, am I missing something? Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I look at the glass half full too much, But I will say this. I honestly believe that those guys up there set that bar to have good attitudes. And I think that I think it trickles down. I really do.
Wow, that's really great to hear. And I want to talk to you throughout the season, a few times here. We'll definitely catch up. But I don't want to forget about this. When I first met you, it was at the winter meetings way back when. I don't remember what year it was, but I remember you did a great Peter Gammons impression. You probably have other impressions as well, but I'll just never forget that. Do you still imitate Peter Gammons?
You know what? I got to work on it because I've lost it. It's one of those things, it's a muscle. And, I don't really, one of those things, I don't really have it anymore. I used to have it, I kind of lost it. It's one of those things, I kind of lost it. I don't have it. I don't have the gift anymore, so I got to get it back.
The gift.
I got to get it back.
Well, he's not on the air as much. He's on MLB Network. He's just not on as much.
He's not, and I kind of lost. You did a good Marv, right? I remember your Marv album.
Yes, and it counts spectacular move.
See, you got it still.
And maybe it was the Vin. It could have been chewing to Daryl Strawberry. That could have. But you were pulling off other ones. I can't remember. You got to work on it for next time.
I do. I will. I'll get it for you. I'll get it going. I will get it going. I promise. Well, great to talk to you, man. This is awesome.
Thank you very much. All right, Johnny. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Joe. Thanks a lot, buddy.
That's Johnny Dosko, play-by-play announcer with the Sacramento RiverCats, the new AAA affiliate in the Pacific Coast League of the San Francisco Giants. Coming up on Friday, we'll catch up again with John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.